Hello, podcast listeners. Welcome to another episode of The Diff, where we talk about the people, the projects, and the inner workings of Facebook open source. I'm Joel Marcy, and we're live here on day two of F8, our annual Facebook Developers Conference. We have a live audience clapping for us. Great. So the attendees have hopefully recovered from the after party. Maybe that's why they're slowly trickling in now. I don't know. Their keynote just finished, and now they're going to be knee-deep in more sessions. So to many, the projects we're going to talk about today need no introduction. React and React Native are two of our most popular open source projects. There have been quite a bit of technology advancements and updates with them over the last few months. And I'm really excited to introduce Catherine Middleton and Kevin Gosley here to discuss some of those efforts that have happened recently. I really appreciate both of you joining us today. Thank you very much. Catherine, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Facebook?
Yeah, so I'm a software engineer on the Instagram web team. So anything Instagram.com related is me and my team.
Awesome. Kevin?
Hi, thanks for having us, by the way. So I'm an engineering manager on a React Native team. So I manage the part of the team who are building the architectural projects, Fabric, Turbo Modules, and all that. You've probably heard the name before. So, yeah.
So Catherine, you're in about 45 minutes about to give a class on React hooks.
Yeah.
Is this your first time presenting at F8? And how's the experience feel for you about doing this?
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. And it's my first time at F8, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I've just been practicing like crazy, and I'm going to be live coding as well. So I have like a backup to my backup to my backup to make sure everything goes smoothly. But I cannot wait to talk about React hooks.
Awesome. As every good demo should, right? You got to have like three layers of backups.
Exactly.
Especially when internet is spotty and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So Kevin, is this your first time at F8?
This is actually my second time at F8. I presented about 3 years ago, also about React Native.
So you've been here talking with developers coming up. How's that experience been? Have you learned a little bit? Good questions?
It's actually interesting. So a lot of people ask questions about what is React or how, you know, the best practice and all that. But I think what struck me the most is that, you know, there are a few people who just come to us to just say thank you. And that was you know, it's hard to imagine, but you know, it happened, and it just feels good. You know, the thing that you build over every day, people use it and people appreciate that. So,
and that's only like things that can kind of happen like with person to person too, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can get thanks online, but it kind of feels more personable. Like
exactly,
kind of feels kind of good to for real people to tell you that what you're doing is worthwhile. So
exactly.
Okay, so let's dig in a little bit. So like I said, Catherine, you're going to give a class on React hooks. Can you talk about why React hooks are such a big deal for the React developer and for the React ecosystem?
Yeah, so we've noticed that there's been a few challenges with React and React classes. For example, with React, it's hard to reuse stateful logic between components. And with hooks, you can extract that logic so that it can be used among many different components. And another challenge that we're seeing is that complex components just become harder to understand. So hooks allow us to kind of take that logic and not separate it on lifecycle methods, but rather separate it based on what code is related. So you can use hooks in your functional component, like state and use effect and context, without having to change to a class.
And so before hooks, how were they like solving the problems that React hooks eventually solved for them? Were they doing things like themselves, like developers have to do things themselves to like recreate what hooks provides for them? Or
yeah, so they use classes.
Okay.
So they would use render props or higher order components to help solve some of these problems. But by doing so requires you to restructure your component. And that can be tricky and also harder to follow.
Got it. So, Kevin, you're on the React Native team.
Mm-hmm.
Hooks was part of the 0.59 release.
59, yeah.
Does the React Native team work really closely with the React team in order to ensure, like, the types of improvements that React does, for example, are, you know, integrated well into React Native? Like, how closely do you work together to make sure those things?
So, in general, the two teams, React and React Native, we share the same vision of building great user experience. So, a lot of the React improvement, we would like to have it in React Native as well. So, hooks specifically, we actually try hooks before hooks was announced. for our internal component library. So I think Eli White was talking about it yesterday, about how we built a marketplace component library. So we use it internally so to get early feedback and just the feel of it. We find value in using it. So there's that level of collaboration, but I also want to talk about how in the current project that we are doing for React Native, like this project called Fabric, where we're trying to make use of the fiber, React Fiber architecture into React Native. We actually work very closely with the React team, namely Sebastian Mark Bogue, so to make sure that the vision all the way to the suspense thing, React suspense, is all can be realized in React Native, because that requires a lot of attention on like how you implement the diffing algorithm or all of that, because we're moving a lot of things to C++, for example. So that requires a lot of thinking and then coordination, and even actually Eli had to work on the React repo to make sure that Fabric architecture actually supported in one of the new API implementations that we have. So I would say it's project by project basis, but in general we work together, make sure the vision is there together.
Awesome. Yeah. Are there any React Native specific improvements that are happening right now?
Yeah, so we're working on a very big rewrite of the architecture of React Native. It all boils down to the fact that React Native was asynchronous by design, and it works well for us, but at some point we hit the limit. And over the year, our focus on marketplace performance and quality teach us a lot about like the shortcomings, so we would like to actually spend time improving the whole framework via rewrite. This is a big project. Fabric is the code name that people probably heard outside. And there's also a Turbo module, which is like another code name for the project. The point is we're trying to make React Native more synchronous in nature and then more flexible and not being very opinionated on like the way it works. So hopefully we can improve interoperability with the native framework and like get people, native engineers like excited.
And what's the current version of React Native now? Is it 0.6?
So I think it's 59. So 59 we're still? cutting 60 soon. Okay. Still in the works. A few more things to come.
And some of those things that you talked about will be in subsequent releases.
We're still working on it. So we're doing production testing on like a bunch of this project. We'll announce it and have some proper blog posts whenever it's available. So
awesome.
Stay tuned.
Catherine, so what other recently released or upcoming, if you can say, features are you really excited about for React? Yeah, besides hooks.
Yeah, so my mind's all been on hooks right now.
Oh, hooks, you got the class going, I know.
Yeah. But some other things I'm excited about. So something that's out right now is Suspense. So this is the one with the code splitting. And Suspense, basically, it renders while components are waiting for something and displays a loading indicator. And right now, it's only for code splitting, but in the future, we also want to add handling data fetching as well. And you can use lazy loading components with react.lazy, and then also react.suspense. And then there's also concurrent mode. And this used to be async mode, but we recently changed it to highlight React's ability to perform work on different priority levels. So this isn't out yet, but this is something that we're working on.
Okay, and so suspense is out and concurrent mode is not. Is that
exactly?
Okay, so make sure people know. And so is suspense mode something that might be coming out future? I mean, near future, late future, or is that not known yet?
I don't want to give any.
Makes sense. Cool. Yeah. All right, Kevin. There's been quite an emphasis recently on React Native and the open source community. I think in March there was a blog post where you actually gave the state of the open source world about React Native. Has there been an explicit shift to focus more on that, or why is that happening now?
Yeah, so historically we weren't very good in keeping up with the open source contribution and all that. We have a lot of internal priority, and for example, for the last year, we actually spent time proving that React Native is actually performant and like can produce quality apps and products. So that's our full attention. And we believe that if we prove that out internally, it will reflect outside by default. So that's our focus. It's not that we didn't want to spend time helping with the community, but I think that was just the focus. But I think earlier this year, we got a few more people coming in. Christoph Nakazawa, for example, and Hector, who has been a team for a while. We shift our attention a little bit to open source. We start listening to the pain points and actually start addressing them. In particular, I would like to also emphasize this effort called Lean Core, where part of the problem was React Native was really big. It's really hard for a small team to actually manage the entire repo by ourselves. People send PRs and we just couldn't support it in time. So with the Lean Core, we're trying to split these modules and then find a owner, some owner in the community so they can maintain them better. And therefore, like, we keep the cores slimmer so we can focus on what's right for the core of React Native while having people contribute on this individual package. And like a success story, like WebView is one of the first package that we split via Lean Core. And during the first month or so, they had about 100 PRs just to improve WebView. So that kind of showed that, you know, people actually are willing to contribute, you know, more than we expected. And if you give the tool and like the channel for people to contribute, you know, people will do that. So, you know, that's kind of the shift.
So when these community owners, when they own these modules, like, they might get push access to the repo, for example, on the modules they own, or is that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we moved this modules into its own repo, so yeah. They have full access. So, yeah. You know, they control the release, and then it's up to us to sync back, you know, updates into the modules.
Yeah, it's really
so
cool.
That will work out, yeah.
Awesome. So as I kind of alluded to at the beginning of the podcast, right, React and React Native are flagship open source projects for us, right? And there's a ton of interest worldwide in the community. And I really wanted to thank Catherine and Kevin for joining me on the Diff today to talk a little bit about their current state. I know it's React Native are interest to a lot of people. So it was definitely a unique experience having a bunch of people watching us and doing this live. And I really appreciate you coming up on stage with me today. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.
Hi, this is Joel Marcy, creator and host of The Diff. If you liked what you heard today, tell your friends. Like it, share it, review it. Get us heard. Learn more about our program at opensource.facebook.com. And if the content you heard today or from any of our podcasts piqued your interest, check out facebook.com/careers to learn more about the challenges we're solving in running an open source program at scale. I'm out.